July 6th. It is our Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting. It's now 5:30. I'd like to introduce the maintenance department that's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. You want to come forward and do it?
You ready?
Yeah.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's nice up in here. Kathleen, do you want to call the roll?
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Here.
Lox.
Here.
We have one item to add to the agenda. Sorry, which is under new business, item K, purchase of vehicles. So I make a motion to add item K and adopt the agenda.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lox.
Yes.
That takes us to the June 15th minutes. Would anyone like to make that motion?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes as submitted by our fiscal officer of the June 15th, 2026 minute. Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lox.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes. Administrator Hampton, do you want to give us an update on that roundabout under old business?
Yeah, sure. The Dennis paving crew is doing a wonderful job. They're moving along quite rapidly. Concrete curbs are going to be poured by the end of the week or start by the end of the week. So we'll probably look to see some intermediate paving happening next week if the weather permitting. So we're moving along.
Great. That takes us to new business and why we have our men and women in green sitting here. We have a proposed resolution which would rename the maintenance department to the public works department. Doug, before we do that, could you introduce your entire team?
Oh, so next to me is Todd Osborne.
Can you stand and wave to the crowd?
Hello, you've probably seen me out there before.
This is Todd. He's been here 27 years. Coming up on 28, we've kind of seen everything from horses and buggies out here. So he's seen a lot of change. He's not going anywhere anytime soon, so that's Todd. If you guys see him, just wave. The next one is Patricia Gore. She's been here 26 years now. She's been here a year and a half. She's doing well. She's completed a bunch of the training that we require. She's fitting in just fine. So wave at her. The next one is EJ Miller. He's been here 24 years.
24 years.
So some of you probably know him because he was a local farmer kind of kid. He grew up in this area. He takes care of all of our vehicle maintenance at this point. He makes sure our mowers are running and our plows are working. So like in the middle of the winter, he's the guy that, like, hey, where's EJ at? I don't know. Yeah. So he's kind of our go-to. Next, you got anything? No. You guys want to say anything? The next one's David Clark. He's been here about 3.5 years. Same goes. He didn't grow up in this area. He grew up in Toledo. He's got a large family. I don't know how he does it, but he does. He's doing pretty good. So you guys ever see him out in the about cutting trees or doing leaves, you can ask him questions. He'll lead you in the right direction. The next one's Kyle Kiefer. He's kind of cool, but his daughter's way cooler. He lives in the township. He's been with us for about 3 years.
3.5 years.
There you go.
3 years.
Again, if you see him, wave, say hi. These guys are just people, so you don't have to be scared of them. They're like, ugh, it's the maintenance guys. They're the ones that make the pickleball course nice. And the next one's Greg Dye. He's local. He's an Anthony Lane grad. Both of them were Anthony Lane grads. The only thing to say about Greg is if he's cutting grass, go, just wait. But again, these are the guys and girls that come out in your community. They're the ones that plow snow. They're the ones that keep the grass nice. They're the ones that we are the catch-all. Everything from dead animals to bad sewer lines, right? That's us. So don't be strangers.
resolution for renaming of the Road Maintenance Department to the Public Works Department. Whereas the Township of Monclova currently maintains a department known as the Road Maintenance Department, responsible for the upkeep and repair of public roadways, and whereas over time the scope of work performed by this department has significantly expanded beyond road maintenance to include, but not be limited to, stormwater management, signage, infrastructure maintenance, right-of-way upkeep, seasonal services, and support for public facilities, and whereas the employees of the department have consistently demonstrated the capability, professionalism, and performance necessary to carry out these broader public service functions, and whereas the title Road Maintenance Department no longer accurately reflects the full range of responsibilities, services, and contributions provided to the community, and whereas renaming the department to the Public Works Department will better represent its comprehensive role in maintaining and improving public infrastructure and municipal service. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Monclova Township, Lucas County, Ohio, that the Road Maintenance Department is hereby officially renamed the Public Works Department. This name reflects the expanded scope of duties performed by the department and recognizes the high level of job performance by its personnel. All references in ordinance, policies, procedures, and official documents to the Road Maintenance Department shall be deemed to refer to the Public Works Department. The administrator is authorized to make necessary administrative updates to implement this change. The resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption. Do I have a motion to accept resolution number 0706-2026-01?
So moved.
And second?
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Yay. Thank you, Public Works Department. We are happy you came. We're happy you introduced yourselves. There's stuff for you, and you're free to go. You don't have to stay all evening. Good work. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. Yay. Thank you.
Expectation just got higher.
Yep.
Yeah. Whereas.
And they all did run out, didn't they?
That is totally fine. Whereas, they don't want to spend an evening here. But Doug gets to say at least one more thing before he leaves. Tell us about the Los Road cleanup.
Okay, so Los Road has a rather big, when I say big, like 40 foot and above trees that are leaning towards the east, all along that guardrail. And they're way bigger than something we can handle. We took a back over there to see if I could even get that tree to move. And all the way to this way, and it's just not for us. So I called T&J. And I got some quotes for all of those road, all the problem trees that we have currently. And then I also had them look at the two dead pine trees at Swan Creek. You remember the big one that fell over in the winter? Mm-hmm. Same story, but let's get them out ahead of time so we don't have to do that again. So I got a quote for $3,200 for the two trees at Swan Creek and $1,700 for the trees on Lowe's Road. There's 10 of them. So they'll come in with a crane. That's how they'll get them done.
$3,200 for Swan Creek.
Mm-hmm. $78 for Los Road.
I'm happy to make a motion to approve T&J excavating and tree clearing in the amount of $7,800 for the removal of dead trees, 10 along Los Road, and $3,200 for the two pine trees in Swan Creek.
Second.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Good. Okay, that takes us to our PACE program, which is a long-standing program. I want you to explain it.
Yeah, sure. So,
Dane, I'm sorry, Dane.
Dane is here.
Yep. That's who you were pointing to. I'm like, you're talking to the fire chief? Yep. I didn't turn my head. I'm going to let Mike introduce you.
Yeah, so received email from Ms. Dana Clark here. She's the PACE program director for Lucas County Port Authority, Monclova Township. We are a member of the Energy Special Improvement District, where certain organizations can apply for certain loans and financing. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Dana Clark.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for having me this
evening.
Yes,
absolutely.
As well. Monclova has been a long time participant of our program, but it's been probably 10 years, since 9 years since we've had a project come through Monclova. So just kind of refreshing what the program is, what it offers, and what project will be presented tonight. So the legislation that will be presented tonight will be for a building owned in the name of Mommy Keystone Building, LLC. It's a 3410 Briarfield. It's an office building that houses a couple of different professional services businesses. The improvements that they're using our program for are upgrades to windows and HVAC. So a little bit of background on what the program is, what it does. Our name is a little bit of a misnomer. I'm from the Toledo Lucas County Port Authority, but I'm not restricted to only serve projects that are in Lucas County, as we are, or Toledo. We offer several different financing programs that are aimed to provide economic development to small businesses across the broader Northwest Ohio region. My program specifically focuses on energy efficient improvements to buildings. The program name, as Mike mentioned, is Better Buildings Northwest Ohio, and that program further offers PACE financing. PACE is an acronym that stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. And that really kind of describes the two components of it. The clean energy component is that a commercial facility is going to make some sort of energy efficient improvement to the property. Typically, I'll see the same things: windows, doors, roofing, lighting, HVAC, boilers, chillers, improvements to the infrastructure of that facility. And then the other part of that acronym, the property assessment, is that repayment on those loans is made through special assessment on the real estate tax schedule. So my program partners very closely with municipalities because we present legislation to say, hey, can you please take this project and assess and levy the special assessment section of the taxes so that their repayment is made through that mechanism. Over the 15 years that we've had the program, we've done about 210 loans. We've had three in Monclova. This will be the fourth. It is not uncommon for me to have a long gap between other projects in a community, but it's always a nice refresher that if there are commercial facilities that would like to improve some sort of an energy efficient component, they can access the program. Benefits to that property owner are that it is always long-term, below market, fixed rates. We try to keep all of the costs of issuance and closing costs as low as possible. And my program works really well with other financing. So if there's a larger construction component where maybe a bank is involved or other grants or programs that are involved, we're designed to work well alongside of them. In the interest of me not going too long, I'm always happy to answer a lot of questions, any questions that you may have. And I'll just give a real brief explanation of what these three documents will be presented this evening. The first one is the resolution approving the petition for a special assessment. Basically, the property owner assigns a petition saying, yes, please place this assessment on my real estate tax schedule for my repayment of this loan for these energy efficient improvements. The second piece is the resolution determining to proceed with the acquisition, construction, and it's quite a long paragraph. This document formalizes the participation of the municipality within our energy district, which is required for us to have these loans facilitated. There's any sort of level of activity. Once you're in an energy district, you can participate. Any commercial property within Monclova Township can participate. And in the broader region, we now have 35 municipalities that participate with us. And then the last piece is the resolution levying per special assessment, which is just that final piece that formalizes the placement of the repayment structure to flow through the assessment section of the real estate taxes. I know that I tried to rush you
all
quick,
good,
just
all
to
good.
Be respectful of time.
I don't think we have any questions.
Agenda,
do we have any questions?
No.
I'm always happy to stick around if anybody has questions.
No, and this is transferable with the property. If the property owner sells, it stays with the property.
Correct. Yes. This particular property is owned by Miller Diversified. They used us before, and they like our program, partly for that flexibility, although they've never sold any of the properties that have used our program. But they manage a large portfolio of properties, and it allows them flexibility to have low-cost financing that's long-term, fixed rates, and some flexibility if they decided that they want to, you know, move properties within their portfolio. Thank you again. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'll make a motion to approve the following resolutions. Resolution 07062026-02, 07062026-03, and 07062026-04 for the PACE project associated with the Keystone, Mommy Keystone building at 3410 Briarfield Boulevard.
Seconded by Lox. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Lox.
Yes.
Thank you. That takes us to accepting private contributions and establishing a special fund for the 175th anniversary founder celebrations. Administrator Hampton, do you want to review that?
Yeah, so 2028, there's a large event here in Monclova Township. 75th anniversary of Monclova Township. We are looking and hoping to plan something nice for our community. With that, we want to be able to explore opportunities of sponsorships and things of that nature to help get this thing to meet expectations of what a 175th should look like.
So we need to pass this resolution and approve a contract for an event coordinator, and we've met her, Christina White. Can you speak about that contract?
Yes. Yeah, so Christina will be an independent contractor, not employed. And what that means for us is that we have her services to really facilitate this event, be our coordinator. Help us with the sponsors, help us with the vision of the board, and also the input from our residents of what that should look like with our public works department also. Christina will be on a hourly, I guess you could call it, contract. However, the sponsorship dollars that Christina looks to bring in will cover the expenses that we have her as an independent contractor. I'm trying to say it, but to explain it, but we're at the
herself.
End.
We just come up with donations,
yes,
basically.
That's correct. That's how that's how it's framed.
Approving her contract with the...
We did not. So first the resolution and then the contract.
Okay. You got it,
Betty? Move to accept resolution 07062026-05, to accept private contributions and establish a special fund for the 175th anniversary founders celebration.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Lux.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything complicated. I need a motion to address support Christina White's contract service agreement.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
We have had a policy in place that our administrator's spending authority is up to a certain amount, and we're looking to change that to the statutory limit of $10,000. So we've put together a resolution that would handle that. Somebody want to make that motion?
I move to approve Resolution 07-06-2026-06, resolution providing the township spending authority for the township's administrator to the statutory limit of $10,000.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
A lot of good work being done here, a lot of new business. I'm going to come back to you, Administrator Hampton,
sure,
to talk a little bit about how important home rule is,
yep,
and how we look for it to help us with our growth and our zoning resolution and our noise resolution, and why this resolution is so important tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. I know this has been considered in the past with Mount Clova Township. I also am a Mount Clova Township resident and supported it when it first came out. And the reason being, as an administrator, knowing about township government, we are limited by our state legislators of what we can and cannot do, which is sometimes a good thing, but sometimes not so good, especially when there's certain issues that perhaps do not benefit townships. We don't have any teeth. We don't have any extra authority to be able to combat that or prohibit what the state legislators want to do. And on the backside of that, there's certain things that maybe we want to do that our state legislators say we can't currently, but as limited home rule, we certainly can and bypass the state legislators. A perfect example is what Chair Lang just mentioned, a noise ordinance. All of us have heard those loud cars, have heard the loud neighbor and things of that nature. Currently, our noise resolution doesn't have enough teeth in order for our board to be able to have a punitive mechanism to really enforce the nuisance that's being done and that's being heard by a complaint. Those are the types of things that we can do with limited home rule. A couple other additional considerations that we have with that is not only the ordinances, but again, we hear it all the time at the OTA conference about the importance of limited home rule, and they have a special section for limited home rule townships to where we meet with the legislators and we give our desires of what we want the legislative agenda to look like. It is something that's been in place for quite some time. Perrysburg Township, Savannah Township, they are the only two that currently have limited home rule. I know Perrysburg Township rarely, if at all, has ever used limited home rule for ordinances. Savannah Township, being a little bit more robust, more of a residential rooftop area, they have more complaints. They've used their noise ordinance. However, what they do is they let their police services handle those noise ordinances. And let's just say, for example, if a noise ordinance comes into the administrator here, we would get with our law enforcement partners, which by going limited home rule, we have to have a contract with a law enforcement agency, which we do, our Lucas County Sheriff. So the administrator would get Lucas County Sheriff involved. They would certainly identify and validate that this is a complaint. And if the complaint does not, we can write the ordinance how we want. If the complaint doesn't cease, then we can certainly issue a civil fine. And how the civil fine works was with our law director, because another example of limited home rule, we have to have an employed law director, which we do. We would take this case to court for a civil fine. The judge would issue the civil fine on this person or persons or dwelling or what have you. And we can set that in up to $1,000. We can do that in stages, or we can just go with a $1,000 fine. Typically, when these types of limited home rule ordinances are in place, and I'm referring to the noise ordinance because that seems to be the one that's most used, if you will. Once folks understand that it's going to get in their pocketbook, they look to respect others and the nuisance that they are violating. So we did what we look to do, myself as the administrator, is to get out in front of people and explain what limited home rule is and what it means to them and what it means to the pros and the cons. The cons would be that we'd lose the services of the Lucas County prosecutor, meaning right now we can call up the prosecutor, they can advise us of certain things without having to pay a fee. We would lose that. There's the county engineer would also, which we do now, we pay for some of their services. It could be all paid services. So there are some things that we would lose. The people of Monclova, if they so choose to enact this, they also have a right to bring it sometime. If we don't want it and they don't want it, they can call for a referendum and have us go back to just being an unincorporated township and not a limited home rule. So there's more good in limited home rule than there is bad. It's just us doing a good job and perhaps using some people. I'm looking at you, Risa, to help us with this, to get the word out and to explain and to have some conversations of what this looks like, so you know that it's meaningful, it's impactful, and how it actually works.
Great. Mm-hmm. Passing this resolution will get it in front of who it needs to be in front of for the ballot.
Yes, to the Board of Elections.
If I may, just, Eric, or from a zoning perspective, I know there's a lot of cases that you said that our zoning resolutions of various entities, from noxious weeds to sidewalks to barking dogs, it really doesn't have enough teeth, per se.
For sidewalks, yeah, we have almost no teeth, yeah, for example, like you said. Yeah.
So this would give you some more ability to tell people, hey, you're, 2-inch lip in your sidewalk, you have to fix it, or we have the opportunity to,
right.
not the heavy hand of government, but just encourage them to take care of their property and be respectful of their neighbors.
Yeah.
Just one thing I'd like to add, if you don't mind.
No, I don't.
There's some things here that we need to really understand. Like, we cannot exercise any power that's in conflict with any laws. Right? We can't do that. We can't enact any taxes. We still have the township form of government. We can't change that. So there are some certain things that we cannot do that perhaps you might see the city of Maumee, the city of Toledo, that are a home rule municipality. They can do this stuff. We can't do that.
And
as a home rule, we can't do it. What it gives you is the state legislature just sees you differently and
yes.
gives you a few more tools.
Yes, exactly.
We still don't have that many tools when
right.
it's all said and done.
Yes.
But since this would be, if we move forward with this resolution, we cannot spend public dollars or public resources on promoting the levy. So, we couldn't print out flyers here and things like that.
If I may, just to add on to that, what we can do is bring informational material. Anything informational. We can't say that we're for it or against it, but anything informational, we certainly can distribute.
I do still have reservations. A little too much power exerted over residents, I guess. I'm still going to move forward with it because I think it should be before the voters, but mm-hmm. I just hope if it passes that everybody sees it as a tool to help control industry,
to
data centers,
problems.
That type, right? Mm-hmm. Not so much on our neighbors. I'm sure there's times where it's going to have to happen, but I just don't want to have everyone use this as a, I don't like the way they cut their grass, I don't like what they play when they're by their pool. There's just, I just want to see this be about industry and not about our neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Ordinances are set by the Board of Trustees, not by the state legislature. So it's up to the Board of Trustees what ordinances you want to initiate to the zoning.
Right, and we do have a zoning code now, so you can't park your car in your yard, right? That was something I got last time on limited home rule. Like, there are certain regulations we have right now that won't change.
It's more from an enforcement issue.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. So at a graduation party, you're until...
No.
That's my point.
Right.
If you're in a subdivision, you can't park your car in the middle of the front yard.
Right.
If you're on 4 acres and cars in the back 40, is it an issue? Probably not.
Until the neighbor complains.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Complaints drive our business. Yeah. Okay. So we're passing this resolution. Somebody want to make that motion?
I move to pass resolution 0706-2026-07, a resolution to adopt a limited home rule government.
Second. You want to keep going?
No, I just limited home rule allows the township to exercise broader powers related to health, safety, welfare of the residents while still remaining subject to Ohio state law.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Locks.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes. That takes us to Monclova Township Fire Department personnel actions. Chief, do you want to give us an update?
Yes, I'm requesting appointment of part-time firefighter Thomas Bland to an open position. He's a resident of Bloomdale, currently a firefighter 2 and an EMT, working full-time with the city of Rossburg. He comes to us with some experience from Findlay Fire as well as the city of Tiffin. And our hiring committee went through his resume, his qualifications, interview. He's completed the National Testing Network testing for the fire teams and the physical agility and all of the background checks. And after all of that, we met again, reviewed everything, and the hiring committee has made the recommendation to push towards the board to request appointment.
Is there an effective date here, Chief?
It would be part-time employment contingent upon his pre-employment physical, drug screening, and then the completion of the probationary period.
Okay.
You got it.
All right, I'd move to accept the appointment of part-time firefighter Thomas Bland upon appointment of the completion of the requirements as previously stated by Chief Honick.
Second.
Seconded by Locks on the motion. Locks.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes. And you have a resignation?
Thank you. Yes. So we have a resignation of a part-time firefighter, Nick Leschewski. He came on board with us back in November of 2020. He was working with Sylvania Township. He transferred over to Springfield Township full-time. And it's just... seen a little bit of decline in his availability to meet our requirements, so he has tendered his resignation with the department to be effective July 9th.
I move to accept the resignation of part-time firefighter paramedic Nicholas Leschewski. Did I get that right?
Correct.
I heard you say it.
Yes.
Effective July 9th, 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Locks on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Locks.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Thank you.
That takes us to our public notice process. We did pass that portion of the zoning C file at our last meeting, but you wanted to share what our standard is.
Absolutely. So with that ORC language that was given to us that you passed, we heard what folks are saying, and we also understand the administrator's concerns as well by saying we shall just do this one thing. So we are. We're going to say shall. So this is administrative action. So if there's anybody that needs to be held responsible and accountable for public notices, it comes right to me. So the action is to address the concerns of public information. our process will maintain what we've been doing and will be consistent throughout, which we will publish all public notices in the Toledo Free Press. And to be repetitive, we will, in fact, place on our website, which Kathleen's going to show you in just a second, the public notice on our website as well. So if folks don't get to Toledo Free Press, you go to our website. We simplified it. Kathleen did. You can see on the screen.
This is our former layout.
That's the former layout, where it perhaps may have been somewhat confusing to see. You'd have to hit resources, then hit news and legal notices. What we did, for purposes of what we heard from the audience, it's right on the screen. As soon as you pull up our website, it'll be under legal notices. So you just tap that, and that's where you'll find all of the information regarding our public hearings and legal notices. So you're getting both.
And we meet the guidelines of the state.
It meets the guidelines of the state.
Was there ever a time we didn't post a legal notice on our website?
No.
I don't think so.
I just want that to be clear. That it's been there for every single one. There's never been a time that the shall has never been shall.
So.
Great. Thank you for sharing the process. And Kathleen, thank you for showing, because every website's different. Sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for. So I appreciate seeing it here in the meeting. We need to do a survey. Mike, do you want to keep talking?
Yeah, sure. So we have engaged some property owner on Mount Clover Road. We also own property on Mount Clover Road. We want to look to see what's tangible and what can be developed. We don't know that, especially with Swan Creek and the limited access we have there. To get a proper proposal for this piece of parcel, which is a large one, we need to know what we can actually buy it for the use. So engage DGL to help us with that, to do a topo, basically getting all the survey and telling us what we can and cannot develop. So
great. Somebody want to make a motion?
I can. Yeah.
I move to approve DGL survey of Mount Clover Township proposal for the boundary topographical survey for the Mount Clover Township properties owned at 8040, 8042, and 8032 Mount Clover Road in the amount of $12,235.
Second.
Seconded by Lox. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lox.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes. We added a new piece of business. We are looking to create in that maintenance department. We're breaking down different job descriptions, and we now have an administrator that is out and about on a regular basis, and we only had one vehicle. So we need to get staff more than one vehicle here, and instead of like we used to do with fire, we've decided we're going to purchase vehicles because it makes more financial sense for us. I'm speaking for our fiscal officer now. So we have done the research on the state bid, and Mike, do you want to continue that conversation and share what we're looking at purchasing?
Yeah, so again, you said it clearly. We only have one vehicle for three staff to use at the current time frame. We are looking to have additional staff and hire additional staff, which would then put a crux on that vehicle. Currently, we're having folks use their own personal vehicles, which we want to get away from. Certainly sets up the liability issue and insurance problems. So there are two vehicles that through the Perrysburg Auto Mall that is for your consideration.
We've heard about this a couple times now, so I am comfortable for sure with these reasonable purchases. They seem reasonable to me cost-wise. State bid is a nice product. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
No, I just, and I mentioned Doug in the working session, that the pickup truck here, that maybe we ought to look at getting a plowing a hitch on it, a tow package, or plow package.
Yeah.
On what truck?
This one. You're just going to learn about it.
Yeah. I'm reading mines right now. I'm trying to pick up.
Yes.
Plow package, not a tow package.
We could tow things too. Go ahead, Debbie.
I move to approve the purchase of a 2026 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab pickup in the amount of $50,000.
Yes.
And a 2027 GMC Terrain in the amount of not to exceed $35,000.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. That was a lot of new business that we just got through. I just thank our administrator so much for getting so much accomplished. I so appreciated your entire team here. Thank you, Doug. That takes us to our fiscal officer. I'm going to start breathing into my hands because I'm so cold. Fiscal Officer Pike's report.
I have the bills to be paid.
Yeah, it's always so late.
I know, it used to be the beginning.
I know, now we moved it clear down. I just asked in working session if everybody liked this new agenda. You must not have heard me.
I make a motion to pay the bills submitted by our fiscal officer totaling $450,198.08.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
I have no action items. The new assistant fiscal officer did start. You met her before the meeting, Claire. So she's been here for two full days now and learning. And then I did send a past due notice and a notice of audit, my second audit ever here, to the Baymont Inn. They're a little delinquent and not corresponding the right way. So I'll keep you updated on that.
More exciting. Chuck and I did mention a working session. Debbie might want to jump on this too. We'd be very excited when Claire gets up to speed to see online forms and credit cards. You didn't hear me, but you did.
I heard you.
Go ahead, Township Administrator.
I just have a couple of things. I spoke too much already. Eric and myself attended the Plan Commission meeting to hear more on the Waterville Township new zoning classification. Plan Commission did not have any recommendation. They kicked it out and just asked that Waterville Township work with John Burrell closely to better define a document.
Can I interrupt and say, because that didn't work, that doesn't mean that's not the right idea. And if we need to go somewhere and get somebody's help to create our own and leave Waterville Township working with John Burrell, let's do it.
Yeah. So with that, spoke with Plan Commission Molly. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Plan Commission Molly.
Yes.
Eric and I, we're going to be meeting with them. To see, get their input.
Okay.
So we're not just throwing our hands up and saying, okay, it's not going to work.
Okay. I should have waited.
Yeah. No, you're fine. It's a good point. We're not waiting. We're still going to work and see what kind of document comes out. We're still going to work closely with John Burrell to see what's going on there, too.
Okay.
So I think the only other thing that is newsworthy is we are currently working on noise complaints. As it's that time of the year, so just so folks know, it's tough to work.
They should dial the sheriff.
Absolutely.
And say, come out and help me deal with this.
Right. Dial 911. They're disturbing the peace. And if there's an issue with the sheriff, then they should call the administrator to see what that issue is and why they cannot stop that.
Will you let the sheriff's team know that they might be getting some calls? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
And we did have the complaints. Will you follow up with that, too? I sent the "we would discuss it tonight" email.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
No,
anything else for the administrator, guys? We do have an executive session tonight for the purpose of discussing pending litigation, but before that is public comments. I don't see anybody on the list. Did we forget to sign the list? Okay.
Right.
Then we'll wait for you next meeting, which is in 2 weeks. All right? I thank you all for attending, and with that, I move to executive session per ORC 121.22 for the purpose of pending litigation.
Second.
To discuss pending litigation.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you. And leftovers from like 2 days ago. It's real bad. Welcome back. It's about 10 of 7. We have left executive session. There is no action or discussion we need to take, so I'll make a motion to leave executive session and return to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
Good night. Thank you.